7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, Yasser Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. One of the things that we as Muslims should really strive to improve on is our knowledge of the history of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, or what is known as the seerah, the way of the Holy Prophet, the history of the whole, the tariq of the Holy Prophet, and all these things can be combined into one. In order for us to get a better understanding of the conduct of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in certain instances, and to see whether or not we can apply these, you know, general principles that we can abstract, or rather, first of all, to see if we can abstract general principles from the seerah and from the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to see whether these principles can be applied in instances or in occasions in our own lives. This is something that reading about the history of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will assist us in doing. And not only that, it will give us a great appreciation of the religion that we follow and the struggles that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions, the true companions, the close companions, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and so on and so forth, went through. So that me and you today can proudly say that we are Muslim and of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this regard, in our next segment, we will be introducing a book that discusses the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So please stay tuned.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. As mentioned in our previous segment, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is based on the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The book is titled A Brief History of Muhammad. It is written by Abu al-Fadl Saburi, who was for a time the resident scholar in Namibia, if I'm not mistaken. And according to his biography on the internet, he was in New Zealand for a particular period of time. He has written many books in English, and one of the books he has written is this one. This book was published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qum in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So basically, the author in the introduction mentions the reason why this book was written. He writes that consequently, the new generation should clear up what is dark and vague on the pages of the history books and then follow the example of the policy and behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, this is what we mentioned in the beginning, that reading about history of the Prophet will clear up certain misconstruences, inconsistencies, and certain things that maybe some of the enemies of Islam, you know, like to bring about against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So reading authentic history will allow a person to gain these answers and gain, you know, a clearer picture. Again, not a true picture, a clearer picture, because history itself is not something that can bring 100% certainty, but it can bring you close to certainty. And then he continues and says that behavior of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prime example of humanity, and of his dear daughter, his son-in-law, and his followers. Nowadays, the world is seriously in need of knowing the characteristics of this great personality. In the book is written personage, but personality is a better word, to be taken as a guide and as an example. So this is the introduction that the author himself brings about of why he wrote this book, was to again answer certain inconsistencies or to clarify certain things that were not clear regarding the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam to an English-speaking audience. So inshallah, in the next segment, we'll be reading a section from the actual body of the book. Please stay tuned for that. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we are looking at and discussing currently is A Brief History of Muhammad, written by Abul Fadl Saburi. And one of the chapters that he mentioned in this book is the first migration, that is the first hijrat of the Muslims. And the first hijrat that we know occurred from Makkah to Abyssinia. There was another hijrat that occurred, which is very close, which was the hijrah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah to Medina. So the first migration of the Muslims is mentioned and is recorded in this way, in this book by Brother Saburi. And he says and he writes, the first migration, hijrah. Persecution by the Quraysh grew fiercer every day, and the sufferings of the Prophet's disciples became unbearable. He had heard of the righteousness, tolerance, and hospitality of the neighboring Christian king of Abyssinia. He recommended such of his companions who were without protection to seek refuge in the kingdom of that pious king known as Nigas or Al-Najashi. Some 15 of the unprotected adherents of Islam promptly availed themselves on the advice and sailed to Abyssinia. Here they met with a very kind reception from the Negus. Rather, it should be written, a very kind reception from the king of Abyssinia, Al-Najashi. This is called the first migration, Hijrah, in the history of Islam, and occurred in the fifth year of the Prophet Muhammad's sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's mission, that is AD 615. These immigrants were soon followed by many of their fellow sufferers, until the number reached 83 men and 18 women. The hospitable king of Abyssinia. The hostile Quraysh, furious at the escape of their victims, sent deputies to the king of Abyssinia to request him to deliver up the refugees that they may be put to death for abjuring their old religion and embracing a new one. And then obviously we know that the history continues of how the king calls for the congregation of the Muslims to come and to speak and to tell him about the religion of Islam. Jafar ibn Abi Talib, Jafar al-Tayyar alayhi salam, comes and reads from Surah Maryam, and then the king of Abyssinia draws a line, as the movie shows, or a history narrates, across the sand and says, the difference between me and our religion and you is the size of this, rather the width of this line, and it's very small. And it is, as he mentioned later on, that the king himself became Muslim and passed away on a journey to see the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So that concludes our discussion on the book A Brief History of Muhammad by Brother Saburi. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.